It is now the hour for us to rise from sleep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I said, we are beginning a new season of penance on this first season of Advent and a new liturgical year. And the Church wants us to start this year well. So she gives us a warning from St. Paul in the epistle today. St. Paul tells us it's time to rise from sleep and cast off the works of darkness. Now, that's a really interesting metaphor to use for people living in this world, particularly for people living a worldly or even sinful life, whom he is speaking to in this passage. Though, of course, that includes all of us to one extent or another. But there's a very great wisdom in that comparison. And of course, those are the words of the Holy Ghost, that epistle of St. Paul. Because there are a lot of parallels between someone who loves this world and someone who is asleep. Our life in this world really is like a dream in so many ways. A dream is something that our mind conjures up when we're asleep so that we think it's real, but it's really not. And it has nothing to do with the real world. And what is the real reality? It is that we are here in this world for a short time, for a test. And when our life here is over, we will pass into eternity. And then we will be either eternally happy or eternally miserable. And when we pass from this world into the next life, nothing from this world will come with us, except for what has relation to our eternity, namely our merits and our sins. That's really just a mind-boggling thought. But the more you think about it, the more you see that, yes, our life in this world really is like a dream. Reality is actually eternity and the supernatural world and our eternal reward or punishment. And this world, just like a dream, seems very real, very vivid. But it's really not. It's just a dream. There's a much greater reality all around us that we will enter into forever when we leave this world. When we're dreaming, we think our dream is real, and there's no other world out there that actually is real, that is our waking life. And in the same way, people who forget about the supernatural world think that this world here is the real reality and that is all there is. But of course, they are completely wrong. They say that you remember a dream much better when you wake up in the middle of it. Most of us have experienced dreams that were so vivid and so powerful that it took us some time to readjust to being awake. Sometimes it takes us a minute or two to accept the fact that what we just thought was real actually wasn't. A minute ago, we might have thought that we were falling to our deaths off a cliff or something, and then the next second we see that we're just lying in bed. It takes a minute for our mind to catch up. Or we might realize that we didn't really just win the lottery or learn how to fly or whatever else we were doing. It was not real. In the same way, when we die, we will be shocked to see how much importance we gave to the dream of this life. We'll say to ourselves, why was I so upset about losing my job that time, or that time I got ripped off by somebody, or these sorts of things? It doesn't matter now in the light of eternity. Eternity is what really matters. But we have to realize this now with the eyes of faith, if we're going to benefit from knowing this. And like people in dreams, we behave irrationally sometimes in this life. We do things that make no sense at all. And we have no idea that there's absolutely anything wrong. Someone in a dream might toss $1 million into a garbage can for some bizarre reason that might make sense to them in their dream. And then they wake up, and if they think about it, they think, well, that was really foolish what I did to throw that money away. But it doesn't matter now anyway, because it was not real. In the same way, we throw away true riches for no reason, or for reasons that we think make sense now, but which really don't. We might squander an opportunity to go to an extra mass, for example, and tell ourselves that it's more important to get a little bit more sleep because that's something that's better for our health. Or we might skip our rosary so that we can watch television instead. Well, that is completely absurd behavior. And we can see that now by faith, but we don't act on our faith. It's just like someone in a dream spending $1 million on a cookie, for example. But when we wake up in death, we'll see the foolishness of our neglect, but it'll be too late. Dreams don't make sense. And neither does this world. We see in this world wicked people being held up for veneration. Good people are ignored or even persecuted. And the people of this world pursue things that are worthless. As I said, they ignore the true riches. People in this world don't worship God and don't love God. They only love themselves, even though God really is the only thing worthy of our love. And this all seems normal to us because we're used to it. But if we have to look at it with the eyes of, faith, it's like when we're dreaming, whatever it is we're dreaming about, we just think it's just another normal day for us. And it's only after we wake up that we think, what was I doing in Australia, and why was there a moose flying in the air? In the same way now, we should look at people and wonder why they care so much about their appearance and their popularity in this world and their possessions that will disappear when they die. And we should certainly not follow their example. In fact, it says exactly that in the book of Psalms. Speaking about the wicked, it says, "As the dream of them that wake, O Lord, so in thy city thou shalt bring their image to nothing." The glory of the wicked will disappear like the dream of somebody waking up. We should imagine ourselves today at the moment when we wake up from the dream of this world. In fact, we should do that frequently because it's an incredibly powerful thought for our spiritual life. We should imagine ourselves at the door of eternity. Imagine that our life is over and we are being judged, and we're looking at our prospects in eternity. Our life now really will look like a dream as we look back on it. Where is our life at that point? And where are all the things that we had in this life? They might as well not exist. And in the context of eternity, they really don't. Where are all the people that we were so attached to in life? At that point, they will have no more connection with us anymore at all. We can't take a single dime or a single friend even from this life with us any more than you can take those things from your dreams into waking life. And yet we spend so much energy on these things and so little energy on our spiritual life, as though the opposite were the case. The beginning of Advent is a fresh start in the church year, and it's a great time for us to wake up, or at least realize that we are dreaming in this life in comparison with the next life. Sometimes when we're half asleep, we hear a sound in the real world, like our alarm clock going off, for example, and we think it's part of our dream, and our mind subconsciously tries to adjust our dream so that this sound is part of our dream. Our mind tries to work it in somehow into what's going on. And that's exactly what the epistle today is. It's a warning from the real world, from the supernatural world, that we should wake up. Of course, our mind will try to fit this epistle into our dream now. Our mind will tell us it's just another epistle on another Sunday in the year, and everything is normal. But actually, it's our mother, the church, is speaking to us from the real world, from the supernatural world, trying to pierce our dream with this warning to wake up, like a mother trying to wake up her child for school. As St. Paul says, the night is spent, the day is at hand, let us cast off the works of darkness. It's like a mother saying, wake up, it's morning, the sun is shining, it's daytime, it's time to get up. We hear this warning now, and we can follow it or ignore it. We can turn over and go back to sleep until it's too late, and we sleep in, and we are late for school or late for work. And when we do, we'll see how foolish it was to give that up in exchange for whatever we were enjoying in our dream, which doesn't do us any good anymore, and never really did us any real good, objectively speaking. Or we can hear this warning and get up and try to live in the reality of the supernatural world. But it's hard to wake up. Our bodies crave sleep. It's one of the greatest enjoyments there is, and one of the best things for us. We've all experienced the horror of dragging ourselves into wakefulness when we want to sleep longer. And in the same way, it's hard for us to wake up from the dreams of this world, to abandon the comfort and the repose and the warmth of lying in bed, resting, and to start walking around in our cold house and start getting ready for work. It takes self-denial and mortification to cast off the works of darkness, as St. Paul says. And we have to retrain our minds to think in supernatural terms. We have to get our priorities straight. But if we try to do this, and if we try to walk according to the light, that thought will always encourage us, no matter what. The thought that this life is basically a dream. It's not real in comparison to the supernatural world. And we are putting our efforts into what is real, which is our life in eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.